We're here in Portland, Oregon for our election road trip. The primary here is today. Well, in fact, today is the last day of the primary because all of the voting here is by mail. All 2.3 million voters in Oregon get their ballots through the mail and can send them in by mail, although if they haven't sent them in yet, they can still drop them in a ballot box today. But this year, Oregon also became the first state to automatically register new voters when they get their driver's license. Chris Lehman of Here and Now contributor Northwest News Network has more.
In a special election in 1996, Oregon's Democratic Senator Ron Wyden became the first person ever elected to Congress exclusively through a vote-by-mail election. He remains a big fan of the system, which the state adopted for all elections in 2000. Wyden held a press conference this month at the Oregon Capitol in Salem to announce a bill that would expand the system nationwide.
We're interested in taking the Oregon way, vote-by-mail, into precincts all across America.
Wyden's proposal would require all federal elections to be held through the mail. States could still do as they please for state and local races. He's tried expanding vote by mail before to no avail, but he says maybe this year will be different. Wyden points to reports of people standing in line for hours to cast ballots in presidential primaries.
Voting should not be a test of somebody's physical endurance. It should not be a Kafka-esque experience in defeating bureaucracy.
Oregon is now one of three states that vote entirely by mail. The others are Washington and Colorado. But the term vote by mail is a bit misleading. Ballots are sent through the mail. Voters can send them back through the mail, or they can save a stamp and drop the ballot off at designated drop sites up until election night. In another step to expand access to elections, Oregon this year became the first state to automatically register voters when they get their driver's license. Oregon's Secretary of State Jean Atkins says since the law took effect in January,
we've registered 51,050 voters this way.
The automatic registration also happens when people renew their license or change their address. The system checks for factors such as citizenship status and age, and whether you're already registered. If you're eligible, the state sends you a letter telling you that you're now registered to vote in Oregon. You can opt out, of course. So far, just 6% of voters have done that. The newly registered voters are not assigned a party affiliation. They can choose one later if they want. So far, that's less than a quarter of them. Oregon's motor voter has its opponents. During a lengthy floor debate, Republican State Representative Julie Parrish called it an invasion of privacy.
Democracy is also about choosing not to participate. And when we forget that and we opt people in, I really try to avoid yes votes on anything that takes away the choice from a citizen. And this bill does that.
Another unanswered question, how many of these newly registered voters will go on to cast a ballot? Secretary of State Jean Atkins says her office will crunch the numbers after today's primary, but at this point, she has no idea.
This is a place where we're pioneering. We don't have a lot of history to go on, either here in Oregon or elsewhere, since we were the first state to start to do this. And so everybody's watching and everybody's very interested.
The first real test may come in November. That's because Oregon's party primaries are closed, meaning most of the newly registered people will be able to vote only in a handful of nonpartisan races. Oregon's automatic voter registration law passed on a near party line vote. Since then, three other states have followed Oregon's lead: California, West Virginia, and Vermont. But Oregon's law is the only one that's gone into effect during this election cycle. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.